All right. Well, if you want to take a look at the definition of ugly in the dictionary, that was it. Final score in Philadelphia, the Eagles 27, the Giants 7. How you doing, everyone? I am Russ Salzberg. Welcome once again to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. My colleagues joining me today, Jeff Fiegels and David Deal. And guys, I got nothing nice to say, so I'll leave it to you.
Well, I will say one nice thing. Eli started off 10 for 10. It's 80-yard drive for the Giants. Then the DeMontre Moore debacle penalty, and next thing you know, David, the game is over.
You know, Jeff, you played for Coach Coughlin for a long time. I played for Coach Coughlin for 10 years, and you always heard him say, penalties and turnovers lose football games. You can't beat another team when you beat yourself, and clearly the Giants beat themselves tonight.
No, as I said, it was pretty darn ugly. Right now, what do you say we go to Philadelphia? Catch up, I should say, with another colleague of ours, Howard Cross. Howard, let me ask you this, my friend. In particular, after the DeMontre Moore roughing the passer penalty, you know, this looked like to be a lot of talk on the sideline. You were on the sideline. What could you tell us what was going on there?
Not original. Well, everybody good?
Well, one thing that happened is guys were trying to figure out why he did it. You know, the coach was talking to him. I think he even saw doctors talking to him. And so I don't know if it was a mental thing or a mental mistake or did he get in a hit in the head. Whatever it was destructive.
Well, you know, Howard, listen, you can't play that way. I don't care if you're a rookie or a veteran. You know, those type of mistakes are going to cost you the ball game. This ball game was, you know, really the Giants had an opportunity to come off one day of extra preparation, go down to Philadelphia, get a 2-2 lead in the division, but they go down there and lay an egg, and this is going to hurt the Giants.
Yeah, it is going to hurt them, but you got to think about this. They killed themselves in this game. It's not like Philadelphia beat them. They had a lot of bad plays, the DeMontre Moore play, the turnovers, the Whitlock roughing the kicker. All those plays kept drives alive and kept Philadelphia in the game.
One of the things I wanted to ask you, Howard, is we saw on TV Flowers talking to the entire offense after Jennings had the fumble, and then you saw him pull the rest of the offense over. I thought that was a big sign for me to see a young rookie first-rounder grab an entire offense on a road division game. But more importantly, what was he saying to the rest of the guys? Because we couldn't hear anything of what he was saying.
Well, we really couldn't hear it either, and I can't really repeat it anyway. But he was actually urging the guys on. It's a guy that has a lot of fight. You know, a young guy with a lot of fights. It's a thing that the Giants have been looking for since the days of Deal and Snead. They're looking for that guy to get in there that can be boisterous, to be angry, and play hard.
All right, Howard, thank you. And we will talk to you next week from MetLife Stadium, okay? All right, Howard Cross. All right, guys, let me ask you this, because, Jeff, you brought this up when we were talking about it. The Moore penalty, the Jenkins penalty, the Whitlock penalty, that's 17 points there, and then the pick six by Eli, 24, as you say, Coach Coughlin used to say, 24 points on mistakes.
Well, 24-7, you know, the Giants get the first touchdown as the game starts, but those are 24 points off of dumb mistakes and turnovers, and the fact that, you know, you cannot continue to play that way, not for Coach Coughlin or any football team, especially on the road. And, David, when you go on the road and turn the ball over, we know the fact, or that we know the statistics, that when you lose the turnover battle, especially on the road, there's no way you're going to win this game.
No, not at all, and that's the only way that the Philadelphia Eagles had survived anything this season is by creating those takeaways. Coming into this game, they had 13, which is most in the NFL, and they had 40 points off of those turnovers. So you knew coming into this one, you had to be very cautious and careful with the football because you knew that was the only way that the Philadelphia Eagles were going to get life in this game, and it was the only way that they'd get Sam Bradford and the rest of this Eagles offense settled down, which they eventually did, and this was the first time that they had DeMarco Murray rushing for over 100 yards. It's no coincidence that all these things fall together in the same game plan when you're giving them each and every opportunity to succeed.
All right, well, you know what? We thought the first two games of this season, the first two losses were gut-wrenching, but this was just, as they said, flat-out ugly. This was by far Giants' worst performance of the season. All right, a lot more coming up. Right now, though, let's take care of a little business. Folks, you got to go to www.adorama.com/Giants to win yourself a Polk Audio Magnify 3.1 channel voice optimizing wireless Bluetooth soundbar with subwoofer.
Say
got that,
that twice.
All? Yo, forget about it. You say it once and that's enough. Adorama, your official electronics retailer of the Giants. We got a lot more coming up, folks. Coach Coughlin's press conference, Eli Manning will update the NFC East standings, which the Giants could have had control of, and a lot more. So stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Either put that on our station, My Nine, or kill it. Huh? Yeah, no, and I know, but if you, unless you wanted to keep it on the same station, yeah, it doesn't matter. All right. All right, welcome back once again to Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine, folks. I am Russ Salzberg along with Jeff Eagles and David Dillon. Guys, I can't imagine. This has to be extremely frustrating for Coach Coughlin. As you said, Dave, you know, he drums it into you. It's like in baseball, you hear all those bases on balls. In football, it's all about the turnovers and stupid mistakes. And this was all about stupid mistakes.
It really was, and it was in all three phases of the game. Offense, special teams, defense, they all contributed to the negative factors that caused this loss today. I mean, if you just look at it offensively, too, we raved about the Giants' offensive line going into this one. Tonight, it was not the case. After that opening drive, the 80-yard drive, there was penetration in the run game. There was penetration all over in the passing game when they were only rushing 4 and 5. Think about it. Going into this game, the Giants' offensive line only gave up 4 sacks. Tonight, they gave up 3 sacks. Eli threw an intentional grounding, and he was harassed all night. Second half, he did not get comfortable. He didn't have a place to throw. You saw him not getting able to go through each and every one of his progressions. So it was a long night for the O-line.
So Jeff, let me ask you this. Was it a case of the Giants went to sleep after that big drive, or a case of the Eagles waking up after that big drive by the Giants?
Well, I think it was a case of the Eagles waking up and the fact that they came out and they played good football. What really got me in this game today was that Coach Coughlin is now on the podium.
All right. Right now we'll go to Coach Tom Coughlin live at the podium.
Absolutely disappointed, very disappointed in the outcome. There was obviously a lack of balance tonight. Our defense was on the field way too much. I thought from the second drive when we should have had 14 points on the board with Larry's fumble that the offense didn't show much from that point on. Penalties, turnovers. They had more turnovers than we did, which was surprising. But nevertheless, we did nothing with the opportunities we were given through the turnovers. And just very, very disappointing. You know, I expected to come down here. I expected it to be a very close game. I thought we did a good job of preparing for the speed with which Philadelphia played. I didn't think that was a real factor, although there was one penalty late in the game which hurt us. Actually had a sack, probably a sack for a safety, but we got caught with 12 on the field. But that was the only time I thought that our play was in any way hampered because of the speed with which they played. And I thought our first drive was as good a drive as we've had, and that really excited me for the rest of the day. And then from that point on, there wasn't a whole lot to get excited about. So we play again in 6 days. We play last year's divisional champion, and we're going to have to get our chins up off the floor real quick. No, I was just, again, another very, very bad penalty. I mean, I didn't notice any surge any different than what they had been utilizing. But, you know, it was a bad penalty, and we had a couple of them.
Why do you think you mentioned you weren't able to do anything with the turnovers you got?
Why? Because we didn't move the ball after a certain point. And we were pretty much stagnant. And then even when we got down at the end of the game there, we were about to enter the green zone. We ended up going backwards there. And we created a fourth and, I don't know how many, 20-yard deal that we would have. I would have liked to have gone for it on fourth down, but not with that distance.
Tom, at the end of the first quarter, there was a third down play where you didn't gain a yard and you went for it on fourth down. Was there a question about the measurement, or did you think maybe you needed to get a spot there or some kind of measurement?
Well, afterwards, you know, I certainly would have thought. But to be honest with you, when the judge that came in from our side, it looked like he was on the line. And then when he got out there and there were some bodies around and someone came in from the other side, and all of a sudden the ball was moved back a little bit. But we had point-blank range on third and fourth down and weren't able to get it.
There was no confusion about
the
down.
No. They rushed the passer, and they rushed the passer well, and we didn't do a very good job of protecting.
After the first drive, when you went down, scored, and then the second drive, you were moving again, and then Fidel had the ball ripped out of his hands by Ryan. Do you think that was not a turning point that early in the game, but that?
Well, it certainly was. It was I'm thinking 14 points here, and then we end up, you know, losing the ball and no points. So I thought it was a critical play in the game, and it was very early in the game, no doubt. But, our inability to be able to put points on the board right there, to be able to go back and forth and match, that hurt.
Some of the penalties were things that kept their drive alive, roughing the passer and then running into the kicker. Was it just too many self-inflicted wounds?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can't play like that. That's bad football. I mean, and even the pass interference on Larry Donnell, I mean, I don't know what could have happened over there. I couldn't see that side of the field, but that's the thing that created the opportunity for us to have to punt the ball even that late in the game. So it certainly took a lot away from both sides. Had, I don't know what the numbers were, but both sides had a lot of penalties and the turnovers, but they certainly did more with their opportunities than we did.
Odell didn't have a catch in the second half. He only had one target. What changed, and how do you sort of explain that?
Well, I would like to have gotten it to him, but it didn't work out that way. And obviously, we were having a lot of trouble protecting the quarterback.
Did they do anything different in defending him that you saw?
Well, they did. They did have a little bit later on. They were playing it a little bit different once they got the lead. And they did have, one defender low, one high, to be able to, if he came vertically up the field, they were in better position to defend him.
Did he come out of the game okay?
I haven't heard anything from the trainers yet, so.
Okay. All right. Locker room's open. We'll bring Eli in when he's ready.
Well, let's put it this way. That's bad football. You can't play like that.
Nope.
Coach Coughlin. That pretty well sums it up.
I mean, you know, this team going down to Philly today, they were kind of playing behind the eight ball with all their injuries, but they're still, as we know, we don't make excuses for that. You never do. But the fact is that this Giants team had opportunities. The Giants defense got four turnovers from the Eagles. They did absolutely nothing with them. And so, you know, you look back on what happened in this game. It was a sloppy game, and certainly the Eagles took advantage of the mistakes that the Giants made today.
Hey, go ahead.
No, Dave, I wanted, you said something off the air I thought that was very pertinent because you guys played with Coach Coughlin.
3-2-1.
Explain that.
So Coach Coughlin, going into meetings, into each and every game, his formula to success when it comes to penalties is 3-2-1. Maximum 3 by the offense, 2 by the defense, 1 by special teams. He says if you have that or less, that is the only way to thrive and win games in the NFL. Clearly, 9 penalties for over 90 yards is not, especially in the moments of when they had them. The penalties that the Giants had gave the Eagles life. They extended drives. It gave them more plays, more balance. And you saw early on in that 8-play, 80-yard drive, the tempo was in the Giants' hand. It was in their favor. They didn't care what was going on by Philadelphia because they took the life out of the crowd. They took the life out of the team. But sure enough, that penalty by DeMontre Moore turns right into 7 points. And Larry Donnell's fumble and strip for this interception. Yeah. We'll call it a fumble. Call it whatever you want to call it. That was completely everything that turned around the game right from that point on. It took the life out of the New York Giants, and you saw it clear.
Yeah, you know, again, there are penalties and there are penalties. These were just of the worst kind. You know, I guess none of them are good, but some you have to take.
Because they extended drive.
Exactly.
That was it.
All right. Well, we got a lot more coming up. We'll hear from Jaron Hosley and John Beeson. So, folks, stay right where you are. Of course, Eli Manning will be coming up later. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Night.
Jaron Hosley completely whips in an open.
Mosley, the fourth-year man out of Virginia Tech, in for the injured Christian Mukamara. Bradford, he throws an interception right to Mosley on top. Mosley will be pulled down at the 42-yard line.
All right, that was J'Ron Hosley making his interception. And from his interception, what do you say we now go back to Philadelphia, catch up with J'Ron, who caught up with Paul Dottino, caught up with both he and John Beeson after the game.
Well, J'Ron, I know it's not the final result that you expected. You had a pick. You made some good defensive plays. Also gave up a couple. Kind of a mixed bag, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, man. We out there battling, man. We long corners, man. You know, they came out ready to play, man. I feel like we beat ourselves a lot of times. And, you know, at the end of the day, man, we wanted to win. It don't matter what, you know, personal, whatever you did personally. But, you know, as a team, we wanted to win. We wanted to come out to win. We didn't get it done.
The three turnovers by the offense, how much steam does that only take out of them but out of the defense as well?
It's tough. At the end of the day, man, we know we got a good offensive team. You know, they just couldn't get the ball rolling today. A lot of penalties. A lot of turnovers, kind of setting things back. But you know, we as a defense, man, we gotta make plays. You know, we got three picks, but at the end of the day, we gotta stop them and keep them out of the end zone. So it's things that we could have did better on our part to, you know, possibly help the game.
Was there anything the Eagles did schematically to cause you guys more problems than what you thought they might do?
We had to stop the run. You know, I think collectively as a defense, we did good in stopping the run and opened up the pass game. And, you know, they hit us with some big plays. And, you know, myself included gave a big play. But, you know, I'm battling. You know, we long corner, like I said, man. But, you know, we got to keep fighting, man. There's no excuses for what we did tonight. We're a much better team than this. So we got to regroup, man. Come back next week and try to get healthy and regroup.
J'Ron Hosley, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Obviously not the result you expected. It started the snowball when they got all those turnovers and converted them into points. How difficult was it to climb out of that hole?
Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, it's self-inflicted wounds. You know, whether it's the offense, the defense, or special team, we all had our hand in it, and we didn't do well, like you said, with a sudden change. Whether we got to go out there and get a stop, or we got to go out there and score some points. So it's unfortunate that we were, you know, flat tonight, I would say. But, you know, fast turnaround, we got Dallas, and you know, watch the tape, make some corrections. Hopefully, we can play better next week.
You've been around a long time. How does a team go flat against a rival on a primetime game like this?
You know, momentum's crazy, man. You know, just got to go out and execute and hone in on just your job, just the task at hand, and try to have a successful play and then move on to the next play. But we didn't do that enough tonight.
John Beeson, thanks for your time.
No problem.
Back to you guys.
All right, guys. Well, you know what? If you look at the time of possession, it's almost dead even. But that's really deceiving because we saw how dog-tired the defense was. And what was the first 20 minutes of the game? 15-5 possession, yeah. In favor of the Giants.
They were swapped a little bit, Russ. But, you know, really this defense, this is the second week in a row now that Devin Kennard has been out of the lineup. And now the two weeks in a row that this number one defense in the NFL against the rush has been rushed on for over 100 yards for back-to-back weeks, 158 yards today for the Eagles. The other thing is that the Giants, they did get four turnovers, you know, but three of the interceptions that Bradford threw were, you know, they weren't very good throws. So it's not like they forced those turnovers. And David, you know, the defense just continues to not be able to get a pass rush. And that affords the opportunity for Bradford to be able to just pick apart this defense.
You and I were sitting there watching the game together, and we both said it at the same time. The inability to get pressure on quarterbacks has completely plagued the New York Giants, especially the secondary, because that little split second extra that they gave Sam Bradford, he was able to hit Matthews out of the seam. He was able to extend drives and get it to Miles Austin. So it was a big thing, and the Giants have got to find a way to be able to pressure quarterbacks and get them off of their point than they did in the second half of this football game and throughout the entire game. I know DeMontre Moore had one sack, but you're down 14-7 right before half. What are you doing dancing? You've got a lot more to worry about than dancing after a sack when you're down 14-7.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are tired of his dancing.
Well, you know, but again, there's also talk that maybe some help is on the way from JPP, that he's supposed to come back this week. But that's just, we don't know what you can expect. I don't think anybody knows, including the Giants and, quite frankly, JPP himself.
No, I mean, you can't. We have no idea. We've heard that he's coming back this week. But, you know, in my opinion, I would imagine this just to see how you're doing. You know, how 6 weeks ago you were here. You didn't look so good. Let's see how things are progressing, you know, and they'll take it from there.
I don't expect him playing anytime soon.
Yeah, I tend to agree with you. I mean, quite frankly, I'm not convinced we're going to see him play this year. I hope I'm wrong. All right, time to take care of some more business, folks. Talk a little Ben and Jack's. Guests of our post-game show receive a gift certificate to Ben and Jack's Terrific Steakhouse, located on 5th Avenue at 28th Street in Manhattan. We're talking to them from the celebrated porterhouse to the finest seafood. Ben and Jack's will surpass your expectations of a steakhouse. Stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. A lot more coming up, including we'll be hearing from the quarterback, Eli Manning. All right, welcome back to Giants Post Game Live, everybody. I am Russ Salzberg. What do you say we now go back to Philadelphia, catch up with Paul Dottino and Howard Cross. Guys?
Thank you very much, Russ. And, you know, there were several key points in this game that we were talking about here as we were on the sidelines, Howard. And first and foremost, the Giants committed four turnovers on offense, but three of them were early. Two of them, the first two, directly led to two touchdowns, and that really put a thorn in the Giants' side.
Yeah, you know, the Eagles did a good job taking advantage of their turnovers that they got. The Giants had a hard time taking advantage of that they got. That's the big thing. You got to be able to take advantage of your opportunities. I don't want to say it's a tough thing. You know, the turnovers happen. When you do, you just got to keep your composure and keep going.
Toughest thing was when Larry Donnell gave up that ball, which it looked like he caught, and then it was ripped out of his hands.
That's a tough play. That's a great play by the defender. You know, you got to give him that because he does reach in, puts his arm in, entangle their arms, and then he pulls it out. That's a good play. That's not one of the typical plays where you would think a turnover would happen.
Now, we know Tom Coughlin is a real stickler for penalties. 12 penalties. penalties by the Giants. Look, that's not the only reason that they lost this game, but that didn't help.
You know what? That would go back again. I said composure before. I'll say composure again. You got to figure out how to get yourself back in the swing of things. The big thing in this game was schedule, staying on schedule. First and 10, second and five, you know, first down. But that's what they wanted to do from an offensive standpoint, the Giants. On the defensive side of the point, you want to get them first and 10, second and 10, get them out of their rhythm. But they didn't quite get that done the entire game.
You know, the Giants had come into this one winners of three in a row. And then, you know, Howard's talking about losing composure. There were times during this game when they were down, they could have made a play that would have turned it around. There was a touchdown pass that Bradford threw that we both thought might have even been interceptable, if that's a word.
I don't know if interceptable is a word, but I think they could have been a better play on the ball right there. That would have been helpful. If that play doesn't happen, take that out of Cooper's hands, knock it down, intercept it. That changes the flow of the game. The penalties where DeMontre Moore takes the roughing the passer, take that out. You take the roughing the punter, take that out. All those things come out of the game, all of a sudden drives in and they're off the field.
Yeah, it's tough enough when you get sloppy when you're ahead, but when you're sloppy and you're behind, that's an instant recipe to lose.
You know what you had some flow, you had some momentum, but you got to keep going. Like I said, schedule's important in these type of games.
Well, you know, Howard, before we let you go, I just want to mention the Giants are playing Dallas coming up now on a short week. Dallas has a bye week, and this Giants team is hurting right now. This is a tough turnaround.
It's going to be a tough turnaround, but, you know, you got to focus on blocking the big pass rusher. Once you get him going and get him out of the game, then you got Dallas without a quarterback. That's a big moment in the game. So, you know, they're talking about bringing back Dez Bryant. Who cares? If you can't hit the ball to him, it doesn't matter.
Speaking of quarterbacks, Giants quarterback Eli Manning is addressing the media right now.
Yeah, I once I got the lead, played, you know, they're playing a lot, doubling him a good bit, and trying to challenge us to run the ball, probably giving us run looks, but we're down, so we're having to throw it, and getting pretty good pressure there with their front four. So we knew they were talented. We knew we were going to try to have to get the ball out quickly, and started having to hold it some because of what they were doing, and they did a good job.
Eli, what happened on the interception?
Just bad, terrible read by me. Got me on the coverage. I thought they were in a little two-man there in zone, and so bad decision by me to make that throw.
It looked like Ruben slipped a little bit. Did that throw anything off as far as who was covering Harrison?
No, still bad. Bad read. Should have seen by the way the nickel was playing that it was to some sort of two zone, and should have gone to my next progression. So to my next guys in the progression.
They make any sort of adjustment after the interception, Larry? Is that you guys are moving the ball really well? It's kind of
there. No, I mean not a ton of adjustment. They just started. We were kind of having to hold the ball some and trying to get to our second and to our check downs and to our second and third reads and just didn't have time to get down to them. And so, we knew their defensive line was talented and been getting good pressure and we're going to have to get open quickly and we just didn't get open quickly enough or didn't have time to get down to some of my check downs and they did a good job. They're talented up front.
What happened on the fourth and one run? We're showing
runner
out left end. What happened
on that? Really, a little surprised that they didn't give us the first down on the play before. I think several of us maybe thought that was a first down, or at least surprised we didn't get a measurement on that. I thought we got a bad spot right there. I thought we had the first down on the play before. So, we just ran the ball. I don't know if Rashad was aware that it was a fourth down or not.
How surprised are you that your first 10 passes, the first drive went right down, and then it seemed, especially in the second half, completions were hard to find?
Yeah, it's just that's football sometimes, and we got down a little bit. They got a lead, and we're kind of playing not going to give us any easy completions and make us hold the ball a little bit, playing a little bit more zone and too high. Where they're taking away our short stuff, and it was just tough to find completions out there.
You know, when you look at it, I mean, Eli, I think, was connected on his first 10 passes. It looks like they're going up 14-0, and then the interception. In fairness to Donnell, I got to give Howard mentioned it as well. Got to give the defender that was a heck of a defensive play.
Yeah, I mean, they both went for the ball, and the other guy, the defender, just ripped it out of there. And it was, you know, you're looking at here, he's just got his right hand. Left hand comes in and swoops it under, and Larry just really never had possession of it. I don't know why they're calling it a fumble, but I think it was more like an interception. But I'm sure Eli will take the fumble. But, you know, when you look at what happened tonight with Eli Manning, coming into this game, you know, Eli looked like he was always in control, running the two-minute offense, you know, the no-huddle, if you will. Great command of the offense. But when you don't have protection from the offensive line, something he's had all season, they've only given up 4 sacks all year. Well, tonight they gave up a lot more than that. And they exposed a little bit of their weaknesses in this passing game, David.
And it really, you have to give credit to the Philadelphia Eagles, is because they made adjustments early on in those drives where Eli went 10 for 10. You know, they were dinking and dunking the quick balls out of Eli's hands. But what did you hear him say immediately after the press conference? You know, I had to hold on to the football. I had to get to my third and fourth progressions. Well, there was a reason why he had to do that. It's because the Philadelphia Eagles defense in their secondary said, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to stop your short passing game. We're going to sit on routes. We're going to make sure that you're going to have to try to go over the top on us. And what did it do? It allowed their defensive line to create havoc and create that pressure right in the middle of the pocket, right in Eli's face, to make him uncomfortable and to give up the sacks that they gave.
Yeah, again, Giants had a chance to really take control of their division. They got Dallas coming in. Now it's a crapshoot all over again.
They cannot lose this game against Dallas.
Oh, this is huge coming in, for sure.
3 losses.
All right, we got a lot more coming up, folks, so stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My9. Next up, Weston Richburg. Live here on My Nine. Once again, I'm Ross Salzberg, along with my colleagues today, Jeff Eagles and David Deal. And, you know, guys, 27-7 the final. Eagles improved to 3-3. Giants dropped to 3-3. You heard Coach Coughlin say, bad football, you can't play like that. You also heard John Beeson say, self-inflicted wounds. Self-inflicted wounds really hurts one's confidence. How do they get it back? Because this game coming up with the Cowboys is crucial.
You know, this is a quick week when you still have the division at your hands as long as you take care of business. So this is one that Gray Rugemer, whose lock was by him, would be like, throw it in the bag. There's nothing you can do to change the history of this game that just took place. But what you can do from it is learn from it, don't have a hangover from it, and make sure that when it comes to Sunday's game against the Cowboys, that there is no doubt in your mind of anything that happened in this game that will directly affect this game. You've got to wipe it all clear. You've got to have good veteran leadership. But most importantly, it's all about preparation. All these guys that have been hurt, all of these players that have not practiced, all hands have got to be on deck for the Dallas Cowboys.
I also think that it's important that you just, all of a sudden, you just don't forget what you did these last 3 weeks. You went on a three-game winning streak. You had a goal line stand in Buffalo. Okay, you come back and win a game in the fourth quarter against the 49ers. These are all positive things to look back on. But, however, you know, the way that you played tonight, like David said, you got to forget about it. You got a short week, and you got the Dallas Cowboys, who another end of the division, as Coach Coughlin would say, in the division. You got to win that game.
Well, like you said, it's kind of inexplicable when you have a good performance, like you mentioned, a Buffalo game, and then this, kind of hard to figure out. But what do you say now we check back in with Paul Dottino, who caught up with Weston Richburg.
Well, thanks so much, guys. And Weston, obviously tough going here. The offense had some miscues early in the game and dug yourselves a hole, and it just seemed like it was just too much to dig out of. What was going on there with some of the poor execution?
Yeah, I think we did some things to hurt ourselves, and then just couldn't catch up. I think our defense played very well. I was proud of them, but we just couldn't get things going, made too many mistakes, and dug ourselves a hole we couldn't get out of.
How difficult was it? They got a field goal right before the end of the first half, made it 17-7. They also got the third quarter kickoff. Was that kind of a difficult time period for you guys going into halftime, knowing that they were going to get the ball back, could add to the lead?
Well, that happens every game. You know, it's if they get a score before, they can get a score after. So you're always, you know, possibly in that situation. So I don't think they scored a touchdown on their first drive, but it was up to us to come back and score, which we didn't. That's on us. We just got to be more consistent, play a full four quarters, which we didn't do.
The run game, once again, not where you guys wanted it to be. Can you put any fingers on it at all? I know you guys work hard on it during the week. We talk about it all the time during the week. Is there anything that just isn't clicking that you can identify?
Yeah, we spent the whole second half down by 14 points.
Yeah, so that'll do it.
We don't round the ball in that situation. So that's tough for us. We can't be in that situation.
All right, Weston Richburg, thanks for your time.
Thanks, appreciate it.
All right, guys.
Well, one thing I gather from all the players, Coach Coughlin doesn't have to tell them how bad they played. It seems to a man they know how bad they played. A lot more coming up, so stay right where you are. You're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Next up, rookie Landon Collins.
across the formation. End zone shot is another interception. This is Landon Collins with the pick, and that will be his first of his NFL career.
All right, that was Landon Collins, rookie with his first career NFL interception. Now what do you say we check in with Paul Dottino, who caught up with Landon Collins?
Well, Landon, this thing kind of got away from you. I thought in the third quarter when they went on that 84-yard scoring drive to make it 24-7. Is that how you saw it? And what about the resiliency of this team, which we'd seen before, but it seemed to fall apart on you guys in the second half tonight?
We just try to do what we do best and try to fight at the end. I mean, we try to finish at the end, and that's what we proved today, finishing. But we just couldn't get it all the way started with getting our offense back the ball, getting the turnovers, and just trying to make something happen.
What, if anything, surprised you about their run game or, for that matter, their passing game with Bradford? I know you guys had studied them hard during the course of the week because it's a complex offense, but did they surprise you at all?
With their running game, I mean, they definitely got to the edge on us, and we were surprised by that because we set the edge really good. And that's the first time a team got to the edge on us like that. And just doing so that we have something to improve on him, and going out during the week. And now with Bradford, I mean, he's a great quarterback. He's one of the best that's still out there, and he did an amazing job today.
One thing that I think will surprise some Giants fans after watching you guys in the early part of the season, you've been preventing big plays. They had a handful on you today, not only in the run but in the pass. How disappointing is that, and why do you think there were breakdowns there?
There's probably miscommunications or just breakdowns. I mean, the D-line was getting to the quarterback, just couldn't get him down. And when he got out and scrambled, he could look downfield and the receivers was open. So we just had to stick to our man. And when we do that, we stop those big plays.
And then finally, after the three-game win streak, which really had you guys flying high, locker room during the week was real fun. You guys were really spirited. How much wind does this take out of your sails?
Oh, it don't take that much out of us. We just know we have to prove now. We have to get back focused on what we have to do. We have Dallas this week, so big game for us, and we get ready to play that game.
Landon Collins, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it.
All right, guys, let's go back to you.
All right, Paul Dottino with Landon Collins. So, guys, you have been on the lousy end of bad losses. What does the coach, in particular, Tom Coughlin, say after that? I mean, obviously he's going to drum it in to you about all the mistakes, but, can you get your confidence back right away? Is that the type of deal?
Well, you have to, because right now you're not out of the, you're right in the thick of things here. This was the sixth game of the season. You got 10 left to play. That's a lot of football. Tom Coughlin is telling his players right now, you guys pretty much stunk up the joint today. We got to forget about this and move on and get another game against the Cowboys coming up, David, which, when you think about the Cowboy game, they should have won that game at the beginning of the season. Now they got a chance to redeem themselves and get another win in the division.
Obviously, this is a tough one. You're sitting out there. You get on the buses to come home. You're getting bombed with eggs, beer bottles. You're getting more birds outside of the stadium than there were inside the stadium thrown at you. So this is obviously one that all the players know that they let this one out of their hands. But having said that, Jeff made a great point in the last segment. Think about what you did to get to where you are right now, to be tied and up in front with the chance to still take over the division, which is the only way to guarantee yourself a spot and a home playoff game, which this team, if they want to do something, they need that home field advantage. So to have all this happen, they still have their life. They still have their season ahead of them. But we all know that it's all about this game against the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, and again, they lose to the Cowboys, that would be three losses in the division, which would be catastrophic with the situation being what it is. All right, you're watching Giants Post Game Live here on My Nine. Russ Salzberg along with Jeff Eagles and David Deal. We've got our final thoughts coming up, so stay right where you are. as a look at your NFC East standings, and my, how things change in a hurry, because a couple of weeks ago, if you will, the Eagles were sleeping with the fish. Now, technically, they're ahead of the Giants because they're in head-to-head competition, but anything can tighten up real fast. But as you guys have been saying, next week is crucial against the Dallas Cowboys. You know what the one thing that kind of impressed me today, we've mentioned it a couple of times, Ereck Flowers. I don't know. He's a top draft pick. He's a young man. He's a rookie offensive lineman. We know how difficult that position is to play. He's old school. He's a leader. And I think that bodes well for the future. You know, they have a leader in Ereck Flowers.
I think it really does. And obviously the reason why the coaches and Jerry Reese and why they drafted him is because of his toughness, because of his mean streak. And I think a good sign, obviously, was early in the season when he was hurt. The coaches were the ones that had to pull him out of practice in the game because of his injury. He didn't pull himself. So that's saying a lot about a young player and what this game means to him. Another great sign of what we saw tonight out of him, showing his leadership as a young player, doing that on the sidelines. That's not something that a rookie usually does. So it does say a lot about him. But the one thing I will say, Newhouse earlier in the season has played well. He struggled a lot.
Well, I think that some teams have now got a little bit of tape on him and kind of understanding how he plays and what some of his weaknesses are, both last game and this game. But, you know, the guy, the big man, the rookie from the University of Miami, that's one reason why he's tough, by the way, because he went to a great school like myself. But the fact is that, you know, when you see leadership out of a young guy like that, that means a lot because it's early in his career. He's only had 6 games under his belt, and you know that he's grabbing Rashad Jennings, who's been in the league a long time, and these other guys saying, hey, man, you know what, we're not going to quit on this. We're gonna get better, and actually, you know, hey, that's his leadership starting to take advantage
well,
of.
Well, you know, it might be a little uncommon for rookies to do that.
Very uncommon.
But when you're that big, nobody's going to argue,
oh,
including veterans.
Yeah.
He sure is.
And why would you argue with him? You know, when he's making a good point.
Yeah, and it matters to him. The game matters to him, and that's all you could ask for.
You know, this Giants team, you know, they're getting back some players next week. Kennard possibly coming back. You got Robert Ayers coming back. You know, McBride should be back in the lineup, so he's getting some guys healthy. You can turn this thing around with a Cowboy win, and that's going to be important for this Giants team.
But you know what? That's all fine and dandy, but today's loss, or tonight's loss, was not about injuries. It was about, as John Beeson said, self-inflicted wounds.
Well, they did.
It was just bad football.
But we're going to tell you just what Coach Coughlin's going to tell you, Russ. Get over it, man. Yeah. Right? Get over it. Stop lingering it on.
3-2-1.
3-2-1.
3-2-1,
that's the recipe.
It really was, you know, quite remarkable. I was going into the game, I didn't know what to expect because we heard about the injuries. But then we see that Ruben Randall's playing. We see Odell Beckham's going to play. And then they come out like gangbusters.
And you see that first 80-yard drive, and you're thinking, wow, okay, this is going to be good.
You don't normally see a switch flip that quickly.
But what you do see that happen is when you're on the road and you give them life. The Giants, like I said, that first drive, that 8-play, 80-yard drive, that stadium was completely silent.
All the air out of the stadium.
Took everything and deflated them. But once the Giants gave them back that momentum, the Philadelphia Eagles rallied around it. They got their fans into it, the all-black blackout and everything, and it became a huge factor in the game.
And they took advantage of those opportunities where the Giants did not take advantage of their opportunities by getting the turnovers that they did. They just did nothing with them.
They didn't capitalize anything off of
them. You know, as you say, when you go on a road, you want to take the crowd out of it. They took the crowd out of it on the opening drive, but then the crowd got right back into it. Then all of a sudden, everything else started to snowball. All right, well, we know. Let's take a look at what our next game is, and that you don't need an invitation to know. Giants are back at MetLife Stadium next week for another NFC East showdown with the Dallas Cowboys in a 4:25 start. And then, as always, following each and every Giants game this season, you're going to want to flip right over here to my 9 for Giants post-game live. All right, I am Russ Salzberg.
Jeff Eagles.
David Deal. Thanks for being part of us. The Giants post-game live. Again, we will see you next week. And after all Giant games right here on my 9. See you next Sunday.